We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, friend of the program as well. And
friend of Antonio Brown, right, too.
I was going to finish that by saying also had a nice sit down with Antonio Brown about a month ago or so, whatever it was. And now we have more Antonio Brown news. So good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
How are we doing? We're doing good, man. Well, what do you want to talk about, Antonio Brown or a 59-10 loss that you didn't have to sit and be part of? Which one? Anyway,
I have a feeling we're going to dive into both, aren't we?
Right, yeah, we're going to hit. We'll hit both a little bit. Let me ask you the Antonio Brown stuff. It looks like off that interview, you've kind of built up a pretty good relationship with him, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I got to know him through that interview process. Actually, when I was when I lined up the interview and kind of get to know him through the process and everything, and the weird part about this, the tough part about this situation is this is not just the football antics, the football drama that we can have fun with. This is a far more serious situation on both sides, both for Antonio, who is defending himself, and for the accuser, who obviously has some very serious, just disturbing allegations. So
yeah.
No longer are we treading in the water of, like, you know, did he try to deliberately get off the Raiders to get to the Patriots? Now we're talking about some, unfortunately, very, very serious stuff.
Are you, I'm guessing you're going to be up in New England covering this? I'm guessing they're going to put you up there?
I actually don't know. I'm flying to L.A. for another feature shoot or something else, and I'll be at the game on Sunday for sure for Patriots, Dolphins. But at this point, to me, what's most interesting is just how, you know, in a world of immediacy where we're trying to get answers right away, and everybody wants to know, for instance, is Antonio going to play on Sunday? And all questions that obviously exist. And it's like, I don't know that the answers to that question, first of all, are most important, and second, are the answers we can get right away. I mean, this is like some involved stuff. So that to me is the most interesting aspect. Like, what can we even say today about this? Really, that's fair to either side.
It's always a different story when it comes to things that happen up in New England with Belichick, and whether it's a football story or off the field stuff.
Right.
How does this work out with Belichick with this? Even just an accusation right now, like what happens here? I know they got to be careful. Joe brought it up earlier because of all the Aaron Hernandez stuff from years ago. And like, how does this all work out with Belichick now, even though it's just an accusation?
Well, it's interesting because in 2010. Or was it 2010? No, it might have been before that. When was it? Randy Moss,
right,
was a member of the Patriots and faced accusations of violence against a woman. And he literally the next day went into the locker room and was like, this was an extortion attempt. This was an attempt for this person. They told me that if I don't pay this money by this time, that they're going to come public with their accusations. And the Patriots obviously supported him until they traded him, but so there is precedence for this up there on what they'll do in a situation that, you know, a player who obviously came in very controversial and got himself right when he was playing with the Patriots. Belichick has been down this road, not even as extreme as Aaron Hernandez, but in a situation like this, I mean, like a Randy Moss face. So, I don't know how to handle it. I honestly don't. I mean, this is any situation like this needs to be treated so separately from any other situation, because the second we go down the road of blanket statements and treating one of these situations like another, we're doing a disservice both to the player and the accuser. So, unfortunately, it's one of those things where we're just going to have to wait it out.
The when you did your sit down with him, which we all thought was really, really good. I'm just curious. He says a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
What was your read from the guy after spending time with him and going through and going where he's grown up and parks and, yeah. and sitting with him in that beautiful home?
Well, he's certainly the most unique person. When I came out of that day feeling like, I remember, you know, even my wife was like, what was that like? And I was like, he's the most unique person I've ever met in my life. I mean, he's such an interesting guy. He's got this charisma about him when you're with him on a minute-to-minute basis, and this total disregard for time. Like, he doesn't... Like, it's like he lives in a world that doesn't have a clock. And it's actually, in certain ways, sort of refreshing, until I would imagine you have to rely on him, in which case it would be very frustrating. So I think that's the enigma that is Antonio. In parts, people would meet him and be around him and be like, wow, this is incredible. This person manages to kind of like float through life. But in the other aspect, when you're in a world of football, and this is where it translates to the Patriot way, that is the polar opposite of the Patriot way. And I guess that's why this experiment to me is so specifically interesting. It's the Patriot way goes against everything that he sort of does and stands for in his life. So that's where I'm kind of interested to see how this unfolds.
Let me just ask you a follow-up, because we've been talking so much about this. Of course, he went to Norland High School and grew up in Miami and everything else. What was most likely to take him down? Social media, not used the right way, being late, or something else? Yeah. What do you think it'll be?
You mean with the Patriots?
Yeah, with the Patriots, where it doesn't work out.
Well, I mean, we've been introduced to a whole different set of circumstances today, right? And circumstances that we haven't necessarily, a road we haven't really been down with Antonio at this point. So how this unfolds, what kind of case we suddenly see here, obviously, is the most important thing when it comes to Antonio Brown's future. Outside of that, we talk about social media and being late. I would honestly argue that probably being late or not being reliable in that context, I would say that would be the biggest challenge for him. I don't know that you change those stripes overnight. You can shut down your Instagram account for a little while. Not that he's proven to want to do that. But,
I don't know about that.
But like, being late, I mean, the Patriots are going to have to bend on that. Like, everybody says, you know, Antonio's going to have to figure it out, you know, because the Patriots, they don't bend on those kind of rules. Well, then it's not going to work.
I agree with you. I'm glad you said that. I agree.
It's one thing to expect a guy to come to the middle a little bit, but don't sign him if you expect him to suddenly be on time every day. That's a dumb decision on your part, knowing his history, if you sign him expecting him to completely change. It's just not going to happen.
Jeff, interesting, you know, you were on the Dolphins beat for a while. Now you're doing the national thing and you're going to different teams. But interesting beat to be on in the last 12 months, outside of winning a Super Bowl and the owner caught up with solicitation charges and starting safety, cocaine possession, now this with Antonio Brown. There's a lot of news up there in New England, and it's not necessarily football news all the time.
Well, right, and it's especially interesting because the Patriots do so often get what we could deem a pass, right? Like, as soon as we see a troubled player go to New England, it's, oh, it'll work there, of course, you know? And it doesn't always work. And I think that they have a reputation of obviously winning, and they have a culture that is bigger than one person, and all of that helps. But ultimately, it doesn't always work. And if the Patriots aren't careful, you know, one of these things can kind of lead to a breakdown. But at this point, I mean, they're coming off of the Super Bowl, and it's tough to also to suggest that it's not going to work with them. That's the weirdest part. It's just a wild place.
We live in a social media world. Everything's got to be on social media. I even like when I check your Instagram and stuff like that, and it's a quick hit on ESPN that you're putting on. Everyone does it. It's fine. Is Antonio Brown addicted to social media? Is he going to be able to live without it if something happens and he's not in the NFL anymore?
That's a good question. I don't know that I know Antonio well enough to honestly, like, I mean, I don't know. go down this road all the time with these situations. You know, I don't know Antonio that well. It's not like, you know, like, so I don't know that I can get into his head in that regard by any means, but it certainly seems like it, right. You know? Certainly seems like to a degree, yeah, I understand. I actually understand why NFL players want to fight for more, you know, independence and ability to be themselves. I get that. You know, but when you walk into the Patriots building on what seems to be your last chance, I feel like personally, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm just going to shut this thing down for a while. But but he doesn't think like that. And
no, that's what makes him so unique.
I don't think that's going to change either.
Not affected by stuff, man. You're exactly right. Yep.
You know the wild part, though? Putting the current situation aside, which I understand is a really difficult thing to do because it's so fresh and so new. Everybody who's been ripping Antonio for the past, like, year, saying, oh, he screwed up this time, his career's over, he's gone from getting out of a contract with the Steelers that he didn't want to be in to going to the Raiders and getting $30 million guaranteed, to blowing that whole thing up where everybody said, now he's really done it, to winding up on the best team in the past 20 years, catching passes from the greatest quarterback of all time. So it's like, I mean, he's got like 9 lives when it comes to this stuff.
Pretty amazing stuff. Hey, other story here in town, a team you used to cover. Did you ever think we'd see a 59-10 in a rebuild or tank? What were your thoughts?
Man, you know, like, I get it. Everybody's screaming at Flores, you're tanking. And say it. You've got to say it, you're tanking. But, like, what do you want the guy to do? Like, they are trying to fix their salary cap after years of just dismal mediocrity. So on one hand, you can't scream at them for trying to finally fix this thing the right way if you don't want just year after year of 6-10. And, like, I honestly feel bad for Flores more than anybody else. I do believe that it's not going to be a one-and-done year no matter what. From what I understand, the conversations I've had, he can go 0-16, and he's getting more time. So settle in. You know, like,
well, he's getting more time then because that thing was looking like 0-16 the way it looked the other day. It doesn't have a lot of talent, as you know. I'm not.
But you can't trade away your seemingly best receiver and your franchise left tackle. What, 5 days before? I don't even know what it was. And expect a head coach to win. I mean, that is absolutely absurd. The person I feel the worst for is Josh Rosen, because that guy, unlike Flores, if he doesn't come out and show his stuff, he's in the exact same situation this April than he was last April on a team that has the number one overall pick in the draft, that's in the market for a quarterback, and that did not put Rosen in a position enough to even give him an evaluation. So that's where they're kind of screwing themselves in terms of why even trade for Josh Rosen if he's not even going to have a chance to prove himself worthy of the job.
Jeff, you said 0-16 and Flores will be fine. What about Chris Greer? Is Chris Greer, if this team really looks as bad as they are?
Guys, nothing about this year. If Steve Ross makes any evaluation about this year after the things that he's told everybody coming into this situation, then he is a hypocrite. And I don't believe that he will do that. I honestly don't. Like, you cannot go into this and say, if you want to say he's tanking, fine. In a sense, absolutely they are tanking. But what they are doing is coming in and saying, we screwed this thing up so badly over the past 5 years, and we had so much dead money, whether it comes to Ndamukong Suh or Ryan Tannehill, that we finally have to get this thing figured out. And whether people like it or not, this is unfortunately the road to fixing that. And if Steve Ross wants to fix it in this way, take this path, and just rip the Band-Aid off, you cannot evaluate the people who are forced to make those decisions.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I guess season. All of us, Jeff, just thought it would be, because they talked about being competitive, obviously limited, but competitive, and they just don't match up because of the situation.
And I think that's the thing, like, what – like Flores saying, like, we're going to be competitive. Of course the head coach is going to go out there and try to respect the game and get the guys he has to play well for him. I mean, you know, like, it reminds me of, like, that movie Major League when the coach comes in and is ripping the bikini off the, you know. Like, of course they're going to try to rally around each other. It doesn't mean they're going to succeed at it. You know, yeah. It's so hard. But I understand it's going to be a brutal existence, and I'm not saying it's right to do it this way, but I mean, how long have we been down here year after year?
Right. It doesn't work the other way. Right. You're right. 6-10, 7-9, 8-8. Tease everybody with 10 wins, and then for the next year, 7 years, average to below average.
You know what happens, Joe? Every year you wind up with the 12th overall pick. You get some guys, a decent starter. You wind up kind of moving on from him eventually. Right. You sign some guys in free agency to try to patch things up. You wind up with a bunch of dead money there and in the same crappy situation.
Hey, Jeff, I'd be happy if it was a decent starter every year with that 12th pick. That doesn't necessarily work either.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, man.
Sorry,
that
guys.
Was
– Yeah. Hey, best thing about Jeff right now, he goes from this to a dentist. This, I don't know what's going to be worse, this or the dentist.
I have to go to a dentist and get something in my mouth fixed and
– Hey, JD, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks, man. You take care of yourself, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Darlington.
Extra Novocaine.
ESPN reporter. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.